Hopefully, with the weather, the service isn't as shoddy as I thought it would be now that I have it live. And hopefully you guys can find some value as I'm driving in Pittsburgh, about 30 minutes away from near our venue for tomorrow's course. I had a thought, I'm on the highway, and I'm thinking about what do I provide the practical value? What am I thinking about? If I was on the road and working, what am I doing? So I try to provide value right across the board to everybody, so hopefully you find value in this particular video, especially those who are out there trying to figure out this game of how do I spot crime on the roadway? How do I select vehicles? And I don't want to step outside of my range of expertise here, but let me give you some basic principles to help you understand. That's the name of the game for us, is that we are trying to help better understand how to make this easily communicated to those who might be a little more novice at the craft. Here it is. As I'm driving, I'm taking into account all the things I know about or vehicles that have common similarities to them when they're engaged in criminal activity. So there are many things that I'm going to think about. And from all our instructors, you get this list of what to look for. You get this whole list of what to look for, and you can start playing your evaluation games. Do I see disclaimers? How many are in the car? What color is the car? What is the person doing? Where is the car plated out of? What's the series of the plate? All these things, all these factors that you have to learn about this craft have to be applied and evaluated to every vehicle you see. Then it's inside the car. I'm in a police car, I'm obviously a cop. What is the car doing as I see them? Why is the car doing that? Did any other cars do that? What are the people in the car doing? What do they look like when they see me as a police officer? Does it look like it's something weird or odd? Am I giving them enough time to display that characteristic? Did they cover it up for as long as they could and manage to slip past my eyes, my vision? If I'm riding next to them, they look like they're inherently nervous for no reason. So this constant game of really using your senses, especially in the position that I'm in right now, driving us, there is work done like this where you're driving through traffic and evaluating cars as you come upon them. And then using your rear view. What are the cars behind me doing? Does that guy seem like he's dropping off to create more distance between me and the patrol car? Do they seem like they're more interested to get off the highway? Do they just pull over for no reason? There's a lot of, there's a lot of things you can evaluate. And the overall principle is keep your eyes open, keep constantly scanning, and just running these vehicles through a constant test in your mind. Is this a car that I would consider to be even suspicious in any way, and why? What are they doing that's different? That's really the whole name of the game. So hopefully you see this, you can apply this in the field, and you find the value on it. I'll see everybody tomorrow for the Pittsburgh class. Really excited to be there. I cannot read your comments as I'm driving in this horrific rainstorm. And I don't know how the quality of the video came out. The rain is messing up any of the reception. But hopefully it worked out. So think about that when you get on the road, evaluating every single vehicle that you can, and beginning to whittle down to what cars you would consider to be worth your time. And that doesn't mean we're looking at kids with loud mufflers, rims, flat brim hats, loud music. That's not what the equation is about. The equation is, what about this seems suspicious, if anything? It's really the game. I'm looking at this person. What are they doing inside the car? You've got to take some training or spend some time riding with people who know how to do this stuff in order to get better and more proficient at it. You just can't pay attention to stuff in the group. We're giving you a lot of things. Are we looking at people? How do they look when they're you can see I'm doing it as I'm explaining things. As we're approaching them on their cars, what are they doing when they see us? Does it make sense? Hopefully find value.